Greetings, all you folks who are listening to this recording this morning, or this afternoon, or whenever that may be. I'm with my good friend Jim Hamilton. I'm Rob Christie, a guy who's been involved in the personal growth and transformation business for decades, and would put Jim Hamilton certainly in the top five of the people I've experienced in that world with respect to the clarity and value of what he has to offer. So I would encourage you to dwell on every word. We'll start with a concept Jim has been talking about with me, soaring affirmations. Take it away, Jim.
Well, again, Rob, it's great to spend time with you. I think we do a great job conversing. I think you draw a lot of great conclusions, and we continue on really well. And of course, we're going to continue to do this. So core resonance. I wrote my first book, Visionaries Thrive in All Times. I finished it and delivered it. I introduced it in February 2005 at the first What the Bleep conference in Santa Monica. Long story, and I've worked with three physicists now, and now an archangel, which we'll talk about him one day later. The Visionaries Lab was my original website. It was associated with my first book, Visionaries Thrive in All Times. And that went from around 2004 to 2014. And then I changed over to Core Resonance. And Core Resonance is a neurofeedback-based system that can rapidly quiet the nervous system much more rapidly than even a lifetime. In 3 years, I can, with Core Resonance, I can do the equivalent of a lifetime of meditation or thereabouts. And just recently, and then I got into the 508 communities, nonprofit 508 communities. That's another conversation. But just recently, I topped out with Core Resonance and wrote the article, States of Being as Feeling, identifying the higher you go in consciousness, they all have different states of feeling, like elation and ecstasy are different. Happiness and joy, they're all different, and they're all octaves of consciousness. And the higher you go, you can identify these states as, like, elation's one of my favorites. I'm probably in gratitude right now, but the point is just recently I did what's called the Core Tech Trilogy. I'm glad it's starting to sink in as a term. And what I did was I separated mind-based technology and nervous system-based technology, and a third component, the community, private communities. But what I want to touch on is soaring affirmations, which comes from an advancement in mind-based technology. And as we've touched on in these videos, I don't consider the mind to be that fancy of a tool. I really don't. You do need to learn how to harness it. You do need to learn to manage it, because otherwise it runs on its own. But the mind has massive limitations. And once you learn how to access presence, you will discover the mind ain't that fancy. On the other hand, it's what most people have. It's what we all carry around with us. And so learning how to use it to best advantage is one of the things I'm delivering. And soaring affirmations is that. It's a $600 technology. You can pay for it in three payments. Has 100% money back guarantee, all of that. And what we're doing is we're taking a quality of affirmation. And by the way, when people come up with affirmations, usually they're really poor quality to begin with, because usually they're trying to escape what they don't want. So when people want a new red convertible, it's because they're not meeting enough new friends. They're not meeting enough women friends or man friends or whatever. And so usually their affirmation is based on something they don't have. And so the affirmation is usually confused, because it includes what they don't want as part of what they want. And so I use a type of affirmation that's seasoned and proven, and even I could rewrite those, but I use them for a reason. And it's a series of 10 affirmations. There's actually a little bit more to it. There's a foundational concept, And then there's 10 affirmations, and you do the foundational concept every day. You write it every single day. And then you do one of the 10 affirmations. And then from there, a soaring affirmation is an upgrade from what you've written from existing material. Again, it has a certain amount of seasoning and a certain amount of proof to it as being quality as far as an affirmation. It's about all of it's about God. It's all about enabling our connection with Source. And what I'm saying is we can use this existing material and we can upgrade that, because what we want to do is personalize what's true for us. And so we use a template of affirmations, and then we upgrade them by how our personal thinking can evolve beyond the affirmation to become a custom, truer version of an affirmation with our connection with Source. In other words, it becomes a customized affirmation. And generally, because of the mind, there's shortcomings with all of this. And so what I've created is a structure where we can climb the affirmation scale. And as we do so, in a mind-based technology, while there's limitations of what it can achieve, it's also very affordable. But we can learn how to blend with the frequency of God through our thinking. And what we're really doing is saturating the mind. Earlier, we talked about the idea that we all have wounds and we all have old stories and we all have old stories and we all have old stories. And most people think that you need to clear those up before you can go forward. What you really need to do is saturate the mind with a really high quality type of thinking. And that's what Soaring Affirmations delivers to you. It's a 100-day process. You do it every single day. I'm not saying you're going to do it in 100 days. I say a little bit intense, but what we're doing is we're reestablishing what the mind knows. We're force-feeding it in a way. And, of course, it's an affirmation. It's God-based material. And it's not a doctrine. It's just a way to free up the thinking of what goes on in our head so that our focus is becoming clear about our connection with Source in an affirmation type mechanism, because affirmations work, and the higher quality they are, the more effectively they work. And again, most affirmations. So we create realities by one of three mechanisms: resistance to what we don't want. That is huge focus. Resistance, you add some emotion to it very often. And resistance to what we don't want is one way we create our realities. Another way we create our realities is by choosing what we want based on what we don't want. And most thinking at best, or most thinking, yeah, most thinking at best is in that realm. We're trying to escape what we don't want by what we want. And then the third way of creating reality is visionary mode. And that's where Soaring Affirmations comes from. That's the idea. We learn how to move away from what we don't want and be singular on our focus. And we learn how to customize through our own thinking a custom version. And it changes each time through the 100 days. And we continue to refine it. And as we do, the mind becomes saturated with a new type of thinking, for which that then becomes our prayer. It becomes our output. It becomes our, what's the word I want? It becomes our perception, because we then, as we saturate the mind with a new type of thinking, that's what we pick out in the world. And so we witness new things because we're saturating the mind with a new type of thinking. That's what Soaring Affirmations is about. And it's a really powerful program. It's the best you can do with the mind. We want to move away from what we don't want, and it takes a discipline type program to do that. And that's what Soaring Affirmations about. It's designed as a 100-day program. It's $597. It can be done in three payments. 100% money back guarantee. You do have to do the lessons, and Somebody interrupting our call here with something else, so it kind of threw me a little bit. But so I've done soaring affirmations. I do it as a system. I originally developed it in 2004, 2005. I did it again in 2008, 2013, 2016. All three physicists I work with have come out of soaring affirmations. And all of my advancement comes from first harnessing the mind, because you're not going to go anywhere until you have dominion over the mind. And we do that by feeding the mind a certain type of thinking for which it will then adapt to what we teach it. And it's actually called Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity, and Guidance Light. And so you see, when you start enabling a natural state of connection with source, guidance begins to show up. Because it's a mind-based program, it has certain kind of limitations. That's why I call it guidance light. But the scale of synchronicity, harmony, and order and manifestation is huge, because we've learned how to saturate the mind with a type of thinking. So the mind repeats what we teach it. And if we don't teach it anything, it simply runs on its own, and there's your shortcoming. So soaring affirmations, prosperity, and guidance light. Interesting stuff. Highly recommend it. I'm on a call once a week with it for whoever's involved in it. We can do a little bit of private stuff, etc. But that's what soaring affirmations is all about.
Listening to you talk about soaring affirmations, correct me if I'm wrong on this point. You're addressing someone who might very well enjoy the red convertible and is far enough along in their process to either already believe or strongly suspect that that is not going to be the be-all and end-all of their journey. That there is a desire for something beyond the red convertible, something bigger, something right. More compelling.
Well, but you see, so this is how my growth started. I started by goal setting and harnessing the subconscious mind. So I say you have to have dominion over your affairs, and you have dominion over your affairs by first having dominion over your mind. You are not your mind. You are not your body. There's something else you're not. I forget what the third one is. But you are separate from your mind. You are separate from your body. You are awareness. And so the first thing we want to do, being in a body, is have dominion over the mind and its output. And that's what affirmations, that's one of the very best ways to saturate the mind with a new type of thinking, which we have authority over. So that's how soaring affirmations are used. And it's infinitesimally inexpensive for what it produces. And then 100% guarantee. So that doesn't mean you can't have a red convertible, but the idea that a red convertible, you're driving around it, that's all ego. In other words, the lower version of, I want a red convertible so I can track lots of chicks. Being silly, but see, that's all ego, and that's the shortcoming of that. So, but it's the beginning of harnessing our affairs by learning how to establish, or we discover that by being really clear on what you want, you can have what you want. Next thing you know, you want to upgrade what you want, because what we really want is our connection with source in an intact manner, for which we get what I call the ride of a lifetime.
So speaking for my fellow spiritual seekers, the message I get from you, Jim, it's not enough just to meditate. There are other pieces of the puzzle you've discovered that one must necessarily address.
So meditation is the beginning of an introspective experience. That's what meditation's about. It because introspection is where we have to go. That's where all the growth is found, is in introspection. And a lot of people have introspection, you know, on their deathbed and all this and that, and that would all be the case. But like I said, and I get this from relatively personal experience from others, was that some people in the Maharishi International University, and I think they call it something else now, and I'm definitely not dissing it because I have the highest regard for Maharishi, and I have the highest regard for what those guys have accomplished with Maharishi Effect and all those kinds of things. But I understand that there were a lot of people in Fairfield, Iowa, as students that meditated and meditated and meditated and meditated with an understanding, misunderstanding that meditation would get them there. But what meditation does is, I started to say your legs atrophy if you meditate too much. And you can easily meditate too much. You really can, because it becomes an escape. And so what occurs to me after all my years of meditation, I realized that I always that meditation being a really important part of my life was still always combined with goal setting and harnessing the subconscious mind. And I retired at 30 with a 40-foot sailboat. I mean, that's almost no family money. I barely got out of high school. And I've said this repeatedly, and I try to make the point that I sit here many, many, many years later in the idea that I had a gorgeous 40-foot sailboat. You can find it, coreresonance.com/natural habits, probably with a hyphen between natural and habits. That was the name of the boat. My Cuba race and all the different things I did. I was 27 or 27 when I sailed to Cuba, 29 maybe. It was 1979, so I guess that'd be 29. Third place in my class, got a trophy and my name in Yachting Magazine, 29 years old. No education, just making shit up, doing it my way. And I continued. Now I got a bunch of books. And so I've lived my life very, very fortunately. I've been very, very, very fortunate. And I didn't have help from my dad or my parents or this or that. All of my education came from an internal reckoning that started early, and I had a rough growing up as a kid and all that, but none of that was bigger than, nothing was more important in my connection with Source than I became. I wasn't that many years into meditation where I discovered that meditation is moving out of the mind and learning how to listen with the nervous system, like a living antenna system. That came to me so long ago that my center is my nervous system, and listening with the nervous system. And we can talk about that in another call sometime, another video. But being receptive to your connection with Source, for which all the magic then shows up. But you also got to have your goals and what you want. And at some point, your quality of your goals gets higher and higher. And you continue to refine them constantly. And then they manifest. And then the next set of goals and things you want. But then again, guidance shows up at some point. And but I still have influence over what I'm still active in what I want to do, for which guidance partners with me. And here I am, you know, doing the kind of thing we're doing right this minute.
Earlier in this segment, you shared what I found to be a very compelling opportunity in soaring affirmations. For those who found that compelling or who are curious about next steps, are there a few more suggestions you might make as to where they could go after they finish listening to this segment in order to further explore what might be open to them in working with you?
Well, so a couple of things. One, my website is Core Resonance, R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E, Core. And actually, Core stands for CO is coherence and RE is resonance, coreresonance.com. And you can download my second book, Core Resonance, Ultimate Personal Performance, which is 10 chapters on survival, but it's really about the maintenance of your center, the maintenance of your core, the core of your being, because you don't want to get into overload so that you lose access to your connection with Source. So that download, that you can download that book real easily, second book, it's an ebook. I have, and by the way, then there's an email series that shows up after that. I think 10 emails, and it's more descriptive about core resonance and this and that. But you can also, you can go into coreresonance.com/contact and do a 30-minute Zoom call with me at no charge. I will talk with anybody. And what I want people to do is realize that there's more than they think there is. And the magic of it all is just huge. It's just huge. And we kind of give up our old personality. We take on a new personality of one of more allowing and more. Again, there's nothing mamby-pamby about it. I am not mamby-pamby at all. I am wild and out there in my connection. I'm living life. I don't want to say hard and fast because it's not quite that crazy, but I do what I want. I do what I want. I do it. I spoil myself like nobody's business. In fact, I will often go, what do you want to do next? And whatever comes up, that's what it is. Hopefully it's not driving to Florida from Sedona, but you know, I will do what I want to do. And I've always been like that. And I have the tools to pull it off. And I encourage others to learn about that.
One of the mistakes I have made from time to time is listening to a presentation as powerful as what we have heard from Jim Hamilton today, and then saying something like, well, I'll mark on my calendar or mark on a piece of paper when I'm going to take the next step. I would strongly encourage you, if you are listening to this, to take the next step right now. Go to Jim's website and pick one of the numerous opportunities open to you, either downloading Jim's book or signing up for a free 30-minute session. Do it now. You know, don't let another day pass by not availing yourself of an opportunity to take that next step up the ladder.
Well, you know, I like to work with the idea of resonance and the kind of things that are important to me. They're important to others. I'm not into volume so much as I am into quality. In fact, volume has never been the answer, ever. It's far more about quality. And so for people that, you know, you can dig around on my website. I got lots of articles. The Maharishi effect is really a powerful idea. The map of consciousness is really a powerful idea. There's an article that was written in 1922 by two Columbia University professors entitled "Are Inventions Inevitable?" And what it documented was 400 years of history from 1922 earlier, so back to 1600s or whatever. And they documented inventions and discoveries and processes that were invented and discovered by simultaneously by different parties. I'll give you one example, as simple as it sounds, is that everybody knows the Wright brothers invented heavier than air flying machines, but also Pierpont, what was his name? Pierpont Morgan Langley was his last name, for which Langley Air Force Base was named after. He invented airplanes at the same time. And curiously, they were only 250 miles apart, even though Wright brothers did most of their work in Akron, Ohio, but they flew at Kitty Hawk, which is only 250 miles from the Potomac. And initially, Pierpont Langley, whatever it was, he was initially accredited with the invention of airplanes. And he was with the Smithsonian, and eventually was discovered and corrected that the Wright brothers flew before Pierpont. And so these guys were totally unknown to each other. But same thing with telescopes and steamboats and thermometers and calculus. All these things are invented by parties simultaneously and totally unknown. What that means is our connection with source is everything. We need to learn how to enable it, and enabling it, our worlds grow and we become more effective and we become exponential in our contribution. The humans have got to learn to work together. My world and the House Coherence is all about all things human. We help each other, we empower each other, And we do that by our central connection with source. And without that, we kind of meander around.